Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Whole lot of money in this mug. Yes. What's good? What's going on? Welcome back to another episode of DX Daily. This podcast is brought to you by Hip Hop DX, and here is where we keep you updated on everything that's going down in hip hop music culture. I am one of your lovely hosts, music lover Asia Sky.
And I'm your other lovely host, hip hop aficionado A-Dub.
And the weekend has started off strong, okay? Nicki Minaj decided to grace us with an Instagram Live full of surprises last night.
Yes, big surprises.
Lil Baby was allegedly arrested out in Paris for transporting narcotics. Then we have Chris Brown, whose hit song Privacy caught a lawsuit due to borrowing some lyrics from a 90s dancehall song. There's also a new Juice WRLD project on the way and tons of other new music. I'm talking Vince Staples, Styles P, Post Malone, Bosh, J. Cole, and more. Let's get down to it. Okay, so you know this is Nicki Minaj Daily podcast.
Always.
It's Nicki Minaj Daily and it's J. Cole Daily, but today we're going with Nicki, all right?
Yes.
So Nicki went live on IG last night. She told us a few days ago she had a big, urgent announcement to make, and she finally hopped on and told us what was up last night.
Yes, so I'm guessing the big announcement, because the live had a couple surprises on there, but the big announcement was her remix with Bia. She hopped on Bia's song, Whole Lot of Money.
Whole lot of money in his mug. Yes. But she had a couple other people jump on the IG that we were not expecting.
Yeah, Lil Wayne hopped on there. They went live together, and his daughter, Regine, tried to break it up. I saw her in the comments being like, I should call and ruin the live right now.
Oh, my gosh. Why was she trying to break up greatness? Yeah. We love a Young Money link up. And it was so cool because Nicki and Wayne were talking about the song Seeing Green that they have together with Drake. Mm-hmm. And Drake was in the comments talking.
Yeah.
And he was texting Nicki. And it was just good to see, like, the Young Money trio just back together vibing. Like, that was a great part of it.
Yeah, that is one friend group I wish I could be a part of. It's the Young Money friend group.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
They also talked about how Lil Wayne's verse on Seeing Green was considered to be the fifth best rap verse of the year so far.
Oh, wow. That's big.
Yeah, that was major. But Lil Wayne didn't think so. He was mad at that. He was like, fifth? What's that? Like, what's a number five? I need number one.
Right.
He said he was better than all the other verses that they voted before him.
I mean, you got to have that energy. It's right. Lil Wayne. Come on now.
It's Wayne. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. But also on the live, that's when she had Bia join her.
Yeah, she was in person with her.
Yeah. So now, that was cool. That was a cool link up. I did not know that this Whole Lot of Money remix was coming until a little bit before last night. You know, I got word on the street that the remix was coming. So I was like, oh, that's probably the announcement that Nicki Minaj was talking about.
I heard that little birdie, too. So I was kind of thinking about that, too. But it didn't click because I would check the live and, like, she would be in camera and then she wouldn't be on camera. Because everybody's saying she was on time, but she wasn't even in the camera. But eventually she got to it.
Hey, look, she said she was going to be on live at 10:30. She didn't say she was going to be on live on the camera at 10:30.
True. It's true.
And you know Nicki Minaj usually pulls up late to her Instagram lives.
Always.
But she was there on time yesterday. And that's when her and Bia got together. And I thought this was so cool. Such a cool move for Nicki Minaj to link up with a younger female rapper. Mm-hmm. She did it with Meg Thee Stallion. She did it with Doja. She did it. Now she's doing it with Bia. So I feel like she's just killing that whole narrative of Nicki Minaj doesn't support the younger rap girls.
Yeah, because clearly it's there. Like, I haven't realized how many times she has hopped on or she's shown love to the young female rappers in the game right now. So, and for Bia, I mean, that song is trending on TikTok. It's a viral song. It's popular. And Nicki knows which songs to pick and hop on remixes. Like,
exactly. She knows First of all, Via's Whole Lotta Money has over 70 million streams prior to Nicki hopping on. Mm-hmm. So this song was going crazy, like you said. And Nicki went on to explain during the Instagram Live why she chose that song, going to what you said about her knowing how to pick them. Mm-hmm. She said Bia was enunciating every line mattered. She made it count. She said it wasn't just a song about a hot chorus or a hot beat, mm-hmm. but the work was put into the lyricism, which is what made her want to get on the song with Bia.
Oh, that's see, like I said, she knows what she's doing. She breaks it down.
Exactly, man. So they do have that. Bia also had already dropped the video for the original Whole Lotta Money. So the streams are going up on that as well. Mm-hmm. It's just a great look for Bia.
Yeah, definitely a good look. I think a good look for Nicki Minaj, too. So maybe this is Nicki Minaj on the track of working on her whole new album, because, you know, the re-release of Scotty Beat Me Up, but we need a new album.
We definitely do. And I thought it was hilarious the whole time. Bia was there, just sitting there smiling, cheesing from ear to ear. Like, she was hardly even talking. You could tell she was really caught up in the moment. And even when Drake was on there, he was sending Nicki Minaj text messages about Bia, saying how fine she was. Very Drake of him.
Yes, very Drake.
Very champagne poppy of him to do that. So it's just a whole good vibe. If you didn't catch the live, definitely check it out. That was fire. Now, on a not so good vibe, Lil Baby was allegedly arrested in Paris for transporting narcotics recently.
Yeah, Lil Baby and James Harden are in France right now for Paris Fashion Week. And you saw a couple of videos of people calling, the paparazzi calling Lil Baby's name. And
him Le Baby.
Him looking all frazzle dazzle, like, what's going on? And then the next news we hear about this is Lil Baby and James Harden being stopped, their vehicle being checked for transporting narcotics. They find a little bit of marijuana in their car. They also found like a vape pen in their car as well. And that is when they're saying that they let kind of James Harden go, but Lil Baby was the one who was taken to the police station.
So. That sounds so much more serious, like transporting narcotics. Like, he's a drug lord. Like, fam, he probably had some weed he was about to smoke in the car. Yeah. And that's what they found. They made it sound so serious. Yeah, so when they got caught with these narcotics, basically the cops came up, swarmed their car. You can hear James Harden saying he doesn't understand what's going on because obviously they're not speaking the same language. Mm-hmm. And then that's when you see Lil Baby seated in the back of a police van and he appeared to be handcuffed. So he was among three people that were arrested for the charge. And they said they found 20 grams of weed.
That's it.
20 grams, four people.
Break it down.
Doesn't sound like that much for me, but yeah, that's what happened.
Yeah, I was seeing the comments being like, you know, the worst thing is to get arrested in another country. And, you know, but you should also know that if you go to other countries, the same thing don't apply to the U.S. You're not the same person. Can't just get away or like a slap on the wrist like you probably would in the United States for being James Harden and Lil Baby. Because, I mean, Paris, they say in Paris don't play. But I think it's interesting they let James Harden go, but Lil Baby had to go and it was all in the same vehicle. But, you know, I ain't gonna question it. at least one of them is out. Like, I don't know.
Right. Now, speaking of being caught up out here, Chris Brown got caught up recently. His hit song, Privacy, if you remember that, it was double platinum.
Big song.
Just so you know. Now, he's being sued for privacy, for copyright infringement, because a UK-based publishing company, which owns a song called Tied Up Skirt, that Chris Brown references in the song. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they said they need their money. They need their coins for Chris Brown using their line. And it's a very popular dance hall song. Like, they play it at all the parties during the reggae set or at the clubs when the reggae set comes on. So everybody knows it. You would have assumed that they got paid for that.
Yeah, in a way. But I also think, like, that's such a common thing. And it's like, it's that one lyric in Privacy was like, hey, you girl in a tied up skirt, mm-hmm. which is the whole song in the dance hall song.
Yeah. You're using my lyric. Yeah. I need that. I need my money for that.
I guess I never really thought about like one little lyric that is popular. I know like if someone takes like they sample a verse or like how Drake did kind of take from Eminem's Stan in that song, Chicago Freestyle, how he kind of used Eminem's verse. But I didn't think about that one little lyric.
Superman, not Stan.
Superman. There we go. Superman. But that one little lyric from AU Girl in the Tied Up Skirt in Privacy needed to be paid for. So
yeah, yeah, that's how it is. That's what they call an interpolation. Yeah, an interpolation. When you use the lyric or the melody, but you don't sample it from the actual song, it's your voice.
Oh.
Yeah, you got to pay for that.
Yeah, Sony Music Entertainment is also named in this 7-page legal document and was filed in New York on July 2nd. So
run them the money. Chris Brown got it. He doesn't care. He doesn't care about this.
Yeah, break him off a little change, is it?
For sure. Now let's get onto some new music, new projects, new ventures that are coming out soon. So Juice WRLD's estate has announced The Party Never Ends. That is a project that will be the first of a trilogy series. So Grade A and Interscope Records announced this first part of Juice WRLD releases that are coming soon. And this is an album called The Party Never Ends. Fans who pre-save this album will gain access to a limited edition shirt. And only 999 of these are available. So this is going to be like a collector's item type of thing.
I think the fans will appreciate that for sure. Come from Juice WRLD's estate.
And this is all coming, you know, 1 year before the anniversary of Juice WRLD's posthumous album, Legends Never Die. So you got the anniversary going on. You got the collector's item coming. And you got two more albums coming after this. So they got a whole setup going on.
Yes, that's pretty dope. I'm glad they got that together. And get some kind of new Juice WRLD. That'd be interesting to see what the posthumous albums are sounding like and who's on it as well.
Right. On to more new music. We got new Vince Staples. You know, he heated up that freestyle he did on, was it L.A. Leakers?
Probably. I think it's L.A. Leakers.
Yeah. Whatever freestyle that was, he killed it. So he did that. Then he hit us with this brand new album, self-titled Vince Staples.
You also got the Space Jam soundtrack is out, which has a bunch of artists on there. You got songs on there from Chance the Rapper, Saweetie, Lil Uzi Vert, St. John, John Legend, Jonas Brothers, Dame Dala, Brockhampton, Big Frida, Cordae, Jonah Lucas, Leon Bridges, Anthony Ramos, a bunch of big names on there.
Stacked. We also got new music from Styles P, Ghosting. How fitting, since, you know, Styles P is the ghost. We got Mariah the Scientist, new music from her, Rai Rai's World, new Snow Allegra, Candle Lighting, Wine Sipping Music,
yes.
Temporary Highs in the Violet Skies. Can't wait to listen to that. And IDK also has UC for Yourself.
And then we got some new singles that are out right now. You got The Boss and J. Cole with Little TJ called The Jackie, which they said was like the song of the summer, was what they were trying to be. Song of the summer right there. You also got Youngboy Never Broke Again with Nevada.
Yep, DX Rising Star, Young Blue. He put out Way More Close. Young Blue is just releasing everything. I'm waiting for the Young Blue sneakers and the Young Blue merch now. Like, he got the tour, he got the album, he got a single out, a video out, just dropped another single. Foot on next season, DX Rising Stars. Let's get it.
Yeah.
We also have new music from retired rapper Logic, Get Up. Also, Dave and Stormzy. Dave is one of my favorite UK artists. They got Clash out. And then we have Post Malone with Motley Crue.
Pretty good New Music Friday, I'd say.
Yeah, stacked. They making up for last week because last week was a little light.
Yeah, there was hardly anything last week. So this weekend is a lot to listen to.
All right, let's get it, man. Before we go, though, you know, we had our DX Daily and Bleacher Report merch bundle that we were giving away. You know, the Nas Illmatic 25th anniversary short sleeve, the long sleeve version of the Illmatic anniversary shirt. We had the Joey Badass jersey, and then we had the Denzel Curry Miami Heat jersey. I mean, just drip.
So much drip, so much heat. Hello.
So much drip. And after thousands of entries, we have finally picked our winner. We want to say a big congratulations to, drum roll,
Jason Sanchez.
Jason Sanchez, shout out to you, man. I hope you are enjoying your merch, your drip. Please take a picture, send it to us, let us see you. Take a picture of the merch, you know, lay it out real nice, whatever, however you want to do it. Just, you know, send us a picture showing off your drip. We want to see it, man.
Yeah, tag us, you know, tag the Hip Hop DX, tag me, A-Dub, tag Asia Sky. We definitely want to see it. And if nothing fits by some chance, send it to us. We'll take it off your hands.
Yeah,
gladly.
No problem. No problem.
Yeah.
Shout out to Jay Sanchez. Congrats to you one more time. And everybody else that entered into the competition, you know, maybe you'll get it on the next one. All right.
Yeah.
That is going to conclude today's episode of DX Daily. As always, subscribe to this podcast on all platforms. You know, we on the charts in Tokyo now.
I saw that. Big things.
Come on, man. Just in time for the Olympics. Hey, if Tokyo, you know, if I want to do a live show out there for the Olympics, it's not too late.
we'll definitely pull up.
I'm just saying, it's not too late to make it happen. Also, make sure you subscribe to the Hip Hop DX YouTube channel, which is Hip Hop DX.
And be sure to follow us on all of our social medias, like our Instagram and our Twitter at Hip Hop DX.
Yep, you can follow us too at Asia Sky is my name on everything.
And I'm at A-Dub on everything too.
And we will see you next week with more daily news. Have a good weekend.
See ya.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.